Welcome to The Reviving Door, a podcast where I review all the content I, Door-to-Door Geek, listen to. Currently is early July, almost July 4th. Here's the stats from June. June had 30 days in it, and I listened to 28 days and 20 hours worth of content, 1,409 episodes of podcast. Now we have Skeptoid from Brian Dunning. Says 783 episodes, 12 minutes long, weekly, 68,400 subscribers. The description says, the true science behind our most popular urban legends, historical mysteries, paranormal claims, popular science myths, aliens, UFOs, reports, conspiracy theories, and worthless alternative medicine schemes. Skeptoid has you covered. From the sublime to the startling, no topic is too sacred. It says weekly since 2006. I didn't realize the podcast was that old, but okay. I do not skip any of the beginning or end of this show, but I will say I am slightly jaded at the fact that there's Patreon supporters and ads. I don't like when people do both, but that's one of my little pet peeves, and he does that, and it just makes me slightly upset. I really like the amount of research this guy does, and I like the fact that he has regular episodes where he comes back and corrects mistakes he made in shows. That, let me tell you something, in 2020 is not common, okay? I do believe that some of the stuff that this guy has said has gotten him less popular, less coverage. I don't want to say blackballed because that's too strong of a statement. He's tried to make at least once or twice in the past major motion picture type content, and he's trying to do one again where he's talking about how people take quotes from real scientists and put them in shows under completely other ways to make it seem like they're saying something else, where their words are being taken out of context kind of thing. I'm always up for skeptical content. That doesn't mean I believe all skeptical content. I like hearing people challenging notions, challenging beliefs, challenging legends, myths, and all those kinds of things. And that's what this guy basically does weekly. And apparently he's done it weekly since 2006. So if you'd like to hear these kind of viewpoints on things, then you definitely owe it to yourself. You need to check out Skeptoid from Brian Dunning. And I'll say, he has a much better voice than me. Maybe that's the other thing that I'm aggravated about. He has such a good voice. And if you'd like to hear his voice again, Skeptoid Brian Dunning. And if you do a podcast or know of a podcast you think I should listen to, please shoot me an email at ddg@podnuts.com. Take it easy, everybody.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.